It says there, her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. Now, again, this is figurative. Amen. This is not talking about a literal, that she's literally going to go to hell, though it's possible. But this is figurative because it says in verse number 6, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable. Now, hold your place there and go to Isaiah 14. Hold your place there in Proverbs chapter 5 and go to Isaiah 14. And look at verse number 9. This is speaking of the literal hell. Look what it states. Hell from beneath, Isaiah 14 and verse 9. Hell from beneath is what? Moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. So what is the Bible saying here of hell? It moves. It's stirring up. So when the Bible talks about the strange woman in Proverbs chapter 5, it says her steps take hold on hell. Why is that? Because her ways are movable. What does that mean? She's unstable. That thou canst not know them. She's unpredictable. So he's comparing the attribute of hell to the characteristics of a strange woman and her ways. They're movable. She doesn't have consistency. She's unpredictable. That's what he's stating here in Proverbs chapter number 5. Go back to Proverbs and go to chapter number 7. That's why her feet go down to death. That's why her steps take hold on hell, because they're movable. You know, you can't rely on a strange woman, to be honest with you. You can't rely on a loose woman to tell you the truth, to be faithful to you. Why? Because her ways are movable.